What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Everyone, it's Dream, your K-Verdian Queen.
It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and welcome to The Culture Report. And today we have, but before we start, shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tote and Carry. Shout out to Two Laws. Shout out to LorraineCo. And shout out to Yoko Vodka. And shout out to you for watching. Like, share, subscribe. Please do that. The more you do that, the less we have to ask. By the way, shout out to you guys. We just went number one. Yeah. Can't believe it.
Congratulations.
So you guys watching, you guys listening, help. The guy watching too, but listening, we went number one on audio. I appreciate y'all. Right. And today we have a very, very special guest. We've all watched this guy grow up in the Bad Boys series, and he's here to talk about all of the other things he's working on. And we're going to see if we can get him to talk about other things so we can get to know our good brother. Everybody give it up for Dennis McDonald.
Thank y'all for having me.
It's funny because When they were speaking about you, they was like, the guy from the movie, as soon as they said the guy from the movie, I knew they was talking about. You're like famous for that. You're like, it's like when they say the guy from Bad Boy, everybody knows it's you. You're famous for that.
It's a blessing.
No, but I was going to tell you, watching the movie, I remember watching it and I was like, oh shit, they setting him up. Mm. Because it looked like, you know, I don't want to, if you didn't watch it, I'm sorry. It's already on
spoiler
DVD.
Spoiler alert.
So Apple already, so you can watch it. But you, when they gave you the moment where you start kicking everybody ass shooting, I was like, ooh, they setting him up for the next movie. He about to go big. Did you feel that way or you don't want to speak on it? You know, nigga be like, I hope so.
I looked at the script.
Mic close a little.
No, and I was like,
you can pull it to you.
I looked at the script and I was like, I'm blessed. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna tear this up.
So did you train for that?
I trained 2 months military training.
2 months military training.
Yes.
So you had so 2 months military training. What does that look like? Like, what do they teach you to do?
We working with gun work. We working martial arts training. We doing calisthenics, and then just doing the choreography of it. Like, it's more like dancing and stuff like that. So I caught on real quick. So that I would be training and they would be recording it. They'll take it back to Michael Bay and Blau, and they would see it and be like, oh, if he could do that, then you gonna have him do this.
Yeah.
So they would just switch up stuff like every other day.
Yeah.
And then we found what we was gonna do, and we got that, and that's what I got.
So was that really you? Or no? It was...
Yeah, that's me. Ain't no AI.
No stuntman.
Ain't no stuntman. No AI. No nobody. That's me. And that, for that reason right there, because I knew I was gonna ask, and I need that check.
Yeah.
So hold on. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So hold on. So let me ask you. So obviously you started off in the second Bad Boy.
Yes, Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. You was in a movie. Obviously, you know, you had a role. Did you think that role would lead up to this?
Nah, I was 15. Like, I was just going for a shot. Like, Bad Boys, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, for sure.
So I had, I used to go to a boys and girls club. I used to play basketball. My coach, his name was Mr. Johnny Isaac, one of the first black Harlem Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
He had a paper that said, if you want to be in Bad Boys 2, call the number. I'm like, Bad Boys 2 is my shit. Let me call it. So I called it, and I went on an audition. It was like 15, 20 kids there, and they picked me. So, you know what I'm saying? I did the same thing I did in the movie on for the audition. They called me back like 2 days later, and it was like, yo, you know what? Yo, you got the part of Reggie. We're going to fly you out to Miami. It's like, all right, it's on. Yeah. But you know, I'm from the Bronx.
Are you nervous?
Huh?
Was are I you nervous?
Oh no! At that time, I was just like, "Let's go."
Cause you're a kid. It's like,
I'm a kid. I'm like, I'm just.
Oh, do you like? You
I'm about
like,
to go see Martin and Will. Like, yeah, I watch Martin and Will. I watch Fresh Prince and Martin all the time. And I recite. You know, we all recite all types of movies and stuff like that. And I was like, real good at it. I always bring up a quote from a movie. So I'm like, let's go for it.
Yeah.
But I'm just a basketball player. I was gonna play basketball. And
You like acting better?
Acting is better.
So do you think that they're gonna set it up like have you seen it, Dream?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
like it was like and by the way,
I'm
in the music business. Obviously, I'm always looking at intent. Like people always like judge stuff. I don't judge things. I just kind of pay attention to what they're trying to do.
Right.
Because you know sometimes you might judge something in the middle of a story. But I remember watching that, and I remember being like, good for him. Mm-hmm. They set his ass up and like they gave you a role like it was like, and it was very unexpected because it was like, what the fuck is he gonna do? Because you was quiet,
yeah.
And then you were like, I was like, oh man, he about to be a next action star.
Yeah, it's like,
are you ready? Right?
Yeah,
then?
He really put the torch in my hand, and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I just got to go.
So how is it working with Will and Mark, like how is that?
Oh, those guys are crazy. Now they're very they just want you to win so bad. Like even when I first stepped on set for part two and I seen Will, he was looking around like, yo, where's the kid? Where's he at?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, what's up? You rap? I'm like, nah, I don't rap. He like, well, in the script it says I'm gonna say, do you rap? If you bust out a rap, like that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I don't rap.
Yeah.
but he's like, all right, don't worry about it. We're going to get it in. Or whatever the case may be. So I'm like, okay. It was comfortability. Yeah. Like, he made you feel at home. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, Martin too. Martin just went, they've done a show, right? Everything good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You start at such a high level. Do you ever go down and work with the people in the welfare system?
Why
you know,
not?
Like
I'm from right there.
You know what I'm saying? The up and coming movies, you know, like, yes, like you're on Bad Boys 2, 3, and 4, where they're like, make sure Dennis has his trailer, his food, and then you get to movie set and they'd be like, hey, sit on that crate.
That's cool.
You cool with that?
I'm cool with all of it because it's all work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more for what I could do next or where I can go with it. Like if it's fire, it don't matter about the money. Well, it matters about the
for
money.
For sure.
I'm not say it doesn't, but.
But the work
if I
matters,
see a
though.
Vision and I like it and I'm, let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to work.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, this is all we came to do. We ain't come to do nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, but you know, I'm like, you know, it's like you started with a hit record. In the music business, we would call that a hit record.
Yes.
You started with a hit. You know, like first time we saw you was on a blockbuster movie. That's like incredible.
Right. Yeah.
That's like big.
And it's crazy. You know how you say that? When you say that, it's because like, all right, now when I was younger, it's like Bad Boys. I didn't come in on a TV show or whatever. I came in Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
It's the biggest franchise with two of the biggest
superstars
black,
in the world, yeah.
black stars.
That's probably the biggest franchise with black stars.
So where
stars
do I go from there? Like, do I come back and do a Tubi movie? Or do I come back and do Power and all that other stuff? And I need to hurry. I need to get on Power.
Yeah.
But do I come back and do that? Or do I just go straight? Will people discredit me from coming down back and being on Power? No, because it's Power.
Yeah.
Because it's 50, then it's cool. But if it's something else, then
I'm gonna tell you something. You helped yourself though. That scene on Bad Boy, that changes your trajectory.
Yes.
Because then it goes from quiet kid that grew up to like, oh no. He gets busy.
Yes.
And it was like, you like really nailed it. Like, you know, sometimes you could tell like, and the fact that it was actually you is even bigger. Like, damn.
You could do action movies.
The scene at the door, not at the door, when I kicked the dude through the door,
mm-hmm.
I went to go to the bathroom. And then he told me that you might not be able to do it by yourself because the door was so small and I'm so tall.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I got it. We didn't train for 2 months. I said, no, I got it. He's like, well, all right, we'll see when we come. So they tried to do it with, I had went to the bathroom. And as soon as I came back, it must have been in God's hands. Because as soon as I came back, they was about to have the stunt devil. I was like, no, I got it.
I got it, yeah.
I got it more. He's like, you sure? I'm like, we did this a million times already. I got it. We go do it. We do it twice. I murdered it both times. And they're like, all right, we got it. They go crazy. Yeah. I threw him through there twice.
That's dope.
I'm like, my dream is to be in movie business. So like, I'm jealous right now. Like, I don't need to be jealous of somebody. I'm like, damn, that's incredible, bro.
Just work at that shit, bro. Like, really go for it. Like,
that's it. So you said you want to do Power. Or what, Power's over, but you want to work. Yeah.
I want to be like, I want to work with 50.
Yeah.
50 Cent. I want to work with him.
I could see you doing Power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is, I came in as a scared kid. I'm saying, like, in Bad Boys, I came in as a scared kid. But you don't know, you really don't know me. I know, y'all don't know Dennis McDonald. So you already think I'm a good kid. You don't even know what I can do.
Yeah.
So the brand, the switch off is gonna be crazy. You're gonna be like, oh, Dennis, you do that?
Yeah.
I'm expecting you.
That's
to
what
be
I'm saying.
A,
like, it changes.
People that I talk to don't even expect you to talk
you
like
and
this.
Everything. It's like, oh, this dude is serious. Like, oh, he really is about that shit. Like, to me, that's the part that I was like, and, you know, just watching as a black man, I'm like, man, it's good to see, because we don't really have a lot of black action stars right now, and I feel like you could be that.
Yeah, you know what's the crazy part? They keep putting me in, like, Part Two. That whole scene is something to always remember. Like, it's like me saving a whole my wife and family in a house. That's a Marine scene. That's something that everybody
got more memorable scenes.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy that they keep on with me like that. And now they got me set up. So this one, I already got part. Even if they do make part five, I already got it planned out. I'm gonna hang from a rope. Throw a dude in an arm bar, shoot him in his face, come back up. Ooh. But I'm serious though. Like,
For real.
I worked out for 2 months for that scene. I got until they do that again, and whatever Marvel, DC, whatever comes, let's go.
Right, we need you in Marvel movies too.
Yes.
We need real black men representing.
What's this dude? The black one. Nighthawk. Is it Nighthawk?
You talking about Black Falcon?
Black Falcon.
Anthony Mackie's character.
Yes.
He's Captain America.
He's great.
Now.
What?
He's great. Yes. Yeah.
He's Captain America.
Watch the previews coming. He's Captain America.
And you got to watch not DC. You got to watch on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
They play out every joint. Like, see,
what you mean?
If you don't really mess with Marvel, you don't know to watch Disney, and they got their own shows with the characters. So when the universe comes back, all of that stuff, you got to catch up.
So you into this?
That. I'm not all the way.
I want to say, somebody just explain to me, because, you know,
it's so much stuff though.
Comic book guys, they different.
Yeah,
a comic book nigga will make you feel lame in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they don't.
Like,
yeah,
you be like, yo, because I remember somebody wrote, they wrote Robert Downey Jr. is about to come play Doctor Doom, and I was like, so I commented like, so does that mean he's not gonna be Iron Man anymore? Is it Iron Man handed off? And the guy responded like, you need to go read the comic books to see how it happened, because it really. I'm like, nigga, I just was out there masking.
Now they're serious about this.
They're serious.
My stepfather used to have all the comic books in the plastic and all that. Like, he didn't play. Like, at that age, that era, didn't play about comic books at all. I'm a Ninja Turtles fan.
Me too.
Straight Ninja Turtles.
Michelangelo
and
Leonardo to me.
Raphael.
Leonardo to me.
Michelangelo
was always
Raphael.
Leo was the leader. He always did everything right.
Leo was the leader.
Leo was the rebel. That's why I'm rocking Raphael.
My sister was just talking about this. I mean, Raphael used to get mad, go out, get beat up, and we had to come save you. We had to come save every trip.
And Leo, and by the way, Leonardo is stressed out. Come on, man. Chill.
Michelangelo's
a goofy one.
Oh, that's why I can best friend. And Donatello
was obviously the smart one. So he always followed Leonardo, but
small one.
Raphael always started some trouble, man. He was
always.
Yeah, he was a troublemaker.
He was a mother.
Not even troublemaker. He was just always randomly getting into something.
He was mad.
If he would have stayed.
He was mad, though. He was always mad.
For no reason.
Because he was mad because Leonardo was the leader. Yeah. He didn't like that.
But he didn't want to be the leader either.
He didn't want to be the leader.
That's my point. What the fuck are you mad about? You don't want Master Splinter.
It was just a brother thing. Like,
Master Splinter said, follow your brother. You like, I won't follow him, but I want nobody to follow me. Nigga, you just mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Leonardo was definitely a Scorpio.
He had Bobby. He was bipolar.
Scorpio.
With ADD.
He's a Scorpio or Gemini.
He was a Scorpio.
Chill out with that. Hold on. Wait.
Raphael was definitely a Scorpio.
He was definitely a Scorpio.
Come on.
Leonardo was a Virgo or Aquarius.
Michelangelo was a Taurus.
Should be Michelangelo, man.
What, you said Michelangelo what?
Michelangelo was a Taurus.
Are you Taurus?
Yes.
Okay. Donatello was a Sagittarius.
Facts.
They all was painted.
You know what? That's actually one I could believe, him being a Sagittarius.
But I don't like, what I didn't like about the Ninja Turtle thing, which I had to explain to my daughter, like, yo, listen,
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holler at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holler at us to get to YKTV.
The new Ninja Turtles, I don't know what you're talking about. That April didn't find them and color them, and that's how they got there. No. She's like, what? Yeah, this it is. I said, I'm like, yo, matter of fact, hold on. We sat down. She's like, the first, she said, the Ninja Turtles, this is not that. I said, you got so much to learn. And Grasshopper. Come sit down.
Grasshopper.
Watch this. She's like, oh, they really? I'm like, yeah.
Come on, bro. We got to get it together. But anyway, we on a Culture Report. So, right. Dennis, we might get back to you. I might just throw you random questions. But, you know, on the Culture Report, we like to just talk about things happening in the culture. Right. So I'm going to throw it to the team. What do you want to discuss? What do you want to discuss?
So we have the Olympics going on right now. The 2024 Olympics in Paris. And shout out to Black Girl Magic, because they've been doing that thing.
I want to ask y'all a question. The Olympics is very interesting to me because I'm watching black people be proud to be Americans. And I'm watching America be proud of the black people who are wearing their flag. To me, it's just like, why can't... The Olympics is... shows you how small-minded people are. Yeah. Because why can't we love each other and support each other when we're here together, but when we go to these other places, we're all Americans? Like, why can't we all be Americans in America? It just don't make sense to me. And I when I watched the kid Noah win that race, by the way, incredible
race.
Watch him grab the flag, and you know, it's like, you can't help but get emotional as a black man, but then it's like, we have this very interesting relationship with America. And to me, I just feel like we should pay attention to the Olympics, because that shows us that we're not black, we're not white, we are Americans. We are representing for America. And you know, I just wish that we had more of that, because the Olympics is the only time we are all together, no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not. What you about to say? Say it. No, say it.
Because it's for something. For something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for the Olympics. Yeah, it's a goal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's just for us to be good to each other, humanity, it's not going to be that.
But that's what I'm saying. But even then, it's like, it's still fueled by competition, right? So, like, let's say if you like a Utah Jazz fan, and you know, I'm only using Utah because I don't think there's a lot of black people that live there, right? And you know, you might not like LeBron James because of what he's done to the league, right? And you can't stand, oh, this motherfucker fucking up the game, blah, 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 you know. But then when he plays in the U.S., you're cheering for him.
Yeah.
Like, we got to start looking at ourselves and start realizing that we are confusing ourselves.
That's a fact.
Because we, you know, I'm being honest with you, like, you hate them now, but when they play for the U.S., we love them.
Mm-hmm. It's a sports thing. Something about sports brings everybody together.
Competition,
sports. Even when you was younger, like, sports, they never bothered the kids that was playing sports. Like, the kids that was playing basketball, the dudes on the block, they didn't bother them. They made sure, yo, go ahead, get your thing together.
Sure.
Get your eye. Everybody, when it came to sports, everybody came together.
Yeah. What'd you say, Dream?
Yeah. I think, you know, now watching the Olympics and seeing, like, all, you know, the black females and they're winning gold medals, it's just, like, gives so much hope to the younger generation. Because when I was younger, it was only, like, a couple of black girls, black men that was winning actual gold medals in the Olympics. So I just love to see it.
Yeah.
We
killing it. We killing it.
And I made my daughter watch it too.
And I ain't gonna lie. And that one, Gabby, is her name Gabby Scott? Gabby Thomas.
The 200 meters. She went crazy. Yes, she is.
Gorgeous. That's nothing. The women, they fine as hell.
Yeah.
They got some fine ass women in the Olympics. It wasn't like that when I was young. No. I remember seeing them faces. Them faces was a little tough to look at. Now
a little rough.
They like to beat your ass. Like those.
Minus
like,
Flojo, rest in peace.
Minus Flojo, but they look like women. They look like beautiful, regular women. They just so happen to be athletes, but they kicking ass.
Yes, they are.
I just had to put a spotlight on that, because I'm like, man, I hate that we be separate and then we be together. It's like if aliens came down, we'll all be Americans, humans trying to fight the aliens. And as soon as they go, we gonna fight each other again.
Yeah. People don't understand.
Ain't
no one man above the crew, man.
Yeah, like,
we are all under God, bro. We all under.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It don't matter what color we are. Like we all human beings. Yeah.
And sports is the only thing that does that.
Yes. Human beings should be the race.
Yes.
Should be the race.
Yes. Like,
for sure.
Human race. Like, yeah, there's a lot of that. But you know, I just wanted to shout out to the Americans just winning and representing.
The U.S.
Right. Yeah.
See?
Great job.
Now, shout out to the U.S. She would never say that if it wasn't the Olympics.
Right.
Fuck you, they hate us here. Now the Olympics. Shout out to the U.S.
My country only got soccer. We only have the Olympics. Shout out Kyle Bird doing the soccer though. And the Olympics. Everybody. You know?
So what else y'all want to talk? What else we want to talk about? Y'all
want to
talk about
Trump?
What happened?
Trump doing a stream with Aiden Ross.
So I did Joe Budden show, and I said something. I gave Trump props for something. And I was called all types of coons.
Oh, man.
Uncle Ruckus. All I said was, what happened when Trump was in office, he put laws together that, especially his capital gains laws, that made people invest their money. Because he gave you the option. You can put it in capital gains, and you can maintain, and you can, the longer you keep it there, I think it was 5 years. If you left it there for 5 years in the opportunity zone, you only pay 10% taxes on your money. If you left it there for 10 years, you didn't pay no tax. My financial advisor taught me this. Because I was like, I asked him, I said, how do your world feel about Trump? He said, my world loves him. He is putting on a show over here for everybody, but he got laws set up where if you want to get money, you can get some money. By the way, I also said I'm going to vote for Kamala. I am. I'm going to vote for Kamala because I have a daughter. And I have a daughter who looks like her. And I believe that men have to get behind female leaders by being loud about it. Because I think men are more sexist than they are anything else. So I just, but they still call me names.
Okay, so about that. I just don't. How about Kamala having Megan Thee Stallion twerking at her rally? That just didn't sit right with me. I don't know.
You twerked before, but by the way, you've worked at Magic City.
Yeah, but I'm just.
I'm not saying it to put you down. I'm saying it to enlighten the audience that someone who actually stripped had a problem with it. No, that's good though.
Presidential rally though, like it's a time and place for everything. I don't want to go to the presidential rally and see Megan Thee Stallion twerking. I just feel like she was trying to get the black vote a little
bit. I think
bit.
That might be her only misstep that she's had. Everything Kamala? Else she's done, that might be the only misstep she's
and
had.
And when she was in Atlanta, like, why you didn't go to Texas and have her do that? Where they were Houston.
That's what I said.
I agree with that.
But I said Atlanta takes stuff personal. Take it personal.
I took it very personal.
Like, no, I did too. Like, when I see, like, I'm like, so you mean tell me you coming here and all of the artists we got here, you bringing up. And by the way, this is nothing against Meg. If that was Texas all day, but you mean to tell me nobody from Atlanta was available to say today local people vote?
I wonder if she'd have did that in Texas.
No.
She should have. She should.
I wonder if she would have.
Why'd you frown when I said Kamala's face? The name.
Because as a female, I'm not voting for her.
Why? This is what I want to know.
No, let me finish.
Turn it up.
Then let me finish.
Just turn it up.
I'm not voting for her because I'm a female, and I know the mood swings I go through. I know sometimes I have, you know, we have cycles, and I just couldn't trust a female being my president with them emotions as a woman.
Man on this couch is clapping. I want to make that known.
Well, that's fine because y'all don't know what it's like to be a female.
But,
so
yeah, I don't. Right. I don't.
And the mood swings and the emotions, and I just couldn't trust like you being a female being the president.
So you think she's gonna have a
it's like hot she might wake up one day with her. She might wake up one day with cramps and be like, you know,
kill everybody.
Guys are more emotional than girls are, though. Right?
Y'all are emotional, but y'all don't have what we have. 7 days of bliss, you know.
I'm telling you.
So you vote for Trump?
Some guys.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely voting for Trump.
Rick, I want to hear your take on it, Rick.
I'm going Kamala, Democratic.
Dennis, I want to hear you too. I just want to hear what y'all guys think about it.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
Nah, it's Trump. Trump, the positive about Trump is a businessman. So he's going to think business first. He's a capitalistic king. He's going to find a way to get you some money. But he's also going to divide this country.
You can't say he divides the country.
We're already divided.
The country gets... Politics, let's be clear. Okay.
Politics divided.
Ooh.
But there's going to be, he's the narrator that's going to.
The Olympics unite us, and politics divide us. That's crazy. I never thought about that. Because it's
saying.
Always them versus the, it's always against one versus the other. And to be honest with you, both are bad to me.
Yeah, horrible.
Both are bad to me. Like, both parties I'm speaking about. But, you know, I just feel like my only thing with Trump is that I'm afraid that he's going to get, if Trump took his loss in 2020, I'll have no problem with him being the president again.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a man. And as a man, you have to act like a man. And men have to take it like a man when they lose. He didn't do that.
Nope.
And my only fear is that when he gets in the White House this time, he's not getting out.
Oh, no.
He's not going to leave. He's going to turn into a dictatorship. Yeah. That's my fear. And people say it's impossible. Let's be clear. He got the Supreme Court, and look what they just passed. A law saying no president can be convicted of a crime if they did it while they were in the office.
So you already know
what he's setting up. It's like, y'all can't even fuck with him.
He ain't doing nothing. Yo, that's the funny
thing. Go ahead. Now go ahead. Say you got, he ain't doing nothing.
I'm not going to lie. That's the only president I know that when he got in office, All my young friends that ain't never had, people that ain't never had money in their life.
Never had money.
Never had money in their life. I'm talking about people that's really hurting.
That's what I said.
Really hurting. It's people that's getting by. It's people that got a little bit of money. We all broke though.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I know people that don't got shit.
Yeah.
And they had some money.
Like, cousin moved out of my house, $50,000. Fuck you, nigga, I'm gone.
Call that.
You can't, what you gonna do to me? It's like he got that PPP money.
It's just that he's smart enough to know that we gonna take it and do bullshit with it.
Yeah.
He know that.
He know that.
So why is nothing to give it away? It's
got
nothing.
It from him and gave it back.
So exactly. It was like reparations.
Yeah.
And by the way, Phipps Plaza.
She was another tag.
Had so many bonnets in there. Phipps Plaza?
I seen so many Cuban chains.
Spending that money.
I seen so many. Seriously.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, hold on. Where all this money coming from? He's like, yo, no. I'm like, everybody.
He can't say something a week.
I got 15 year old kids that I know.
Up.
I see, bro. How you got that?
2020 was the flyest year for black people.
2020 ever. Everybody had
flyest year for black people ever. 2020. People that never been in Neiman Marcus was all of a sudden members. Stay there.
Saks. Let me tell you something. Shout out to Shamia Morton, my homegirl. I walked into Celine or Chanel in Saks, and it was like Saks had a 75% off sale. Nigga, and me and Shamia, this is right around 2020, we had our mask on, and it was kind of like you looking around like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. And she looked, she said, Ray, is that you? I said, yeah. She said, where the fuck all these people come from? I said, that PP money is flowing.
It's flowing. Yeah. Half the people in the store, they ain't even
right
in them stores.
We sent it right back.
They shut the world down.
We sent it right back. We sent it right back
to them.
But a lot of people, black people also started businesses also with that too.
No, a lot of, no, listen. Listen, the 3% that knew what to do.
It's a fact.
Did it.
That's a fact.
Other 97 was out there. I'm talking about, you had, like, first of all, let me tell you what we don't talk about, how much the pandemic fucked us up. You have people now that feel like they don't have to work.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Why I gotta work?
Why?
Y'all need me there. Like, it's crazy
y'all
how much it exposed.
Y'all let black people stay home and work.
Made more
from
money
the
from
house?
Home?
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't never got
niggas
to go outside
again.
Niggas
losing their drawers while they on the computer. How you doing, boss?
Outside again.
They dress from the top. The
what?
We already know how to get over.
But my thing is, I gotta ask y'all a question. I just gotta ask. Why? And this is a black question. I want y'all to just jump into it. Why do we do that to each other? Why in the black community, if you're not with the majority, you are a Uncle Tom, a sellout. Why don't we encourage people to think for themselves? Like, I just don't understand that. Like,
because they don't think
for themselves, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my thing is this, is then stay your ass over there then.
Right.
Don't disrespect me because I gave an opinion.
But they don't know they don't think for themselves.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, no, you're right. Anymore. But what I'm saying is that we get killed. Like, it's like when Joe said Trump name, if I didn't just disrespect Trump,
yeah,
I'm a fucking sellout. I'm a sellout. If I didn't just disrespect him, I'm a sellout.
Right, and like, it shouldn't
and
be like that.
And
right.
it's like, it shouldn't be like that. Because, you know, like, because if he is the president, he's going to be the president for everybody.
Yep.
So what are we going to do those 4 years? Sit on our ass and be like, I'm not going outside. I'm not moving until he's, man, life goes life, the fuck
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
I remember when Trump won, I ain't gonna lie, I was scared to death. I'm like, it's about to be the worst shit of all time. And then it was like, you know, by the time he did his fifth press conference on his fifth day of doing five press conferences a day, I was like, oh, this nigga is just fucking entertaining everybody.
Yeah.
I don't even think he was serious about the insurrection. I don't think he really thought they were gonna go crazy. And I think once they did, he kind of had to stand by them. But I mean, he showed that if you're on his side, you can get away with murder.
Literally.
So my thought process is, well, let me learn about his side then.
Get on his side.
Because, if you know what I'm trying to say? Like, he's showing you, like, the Republicans punk the Democrats. Like, punk them. Like, punk them. Talk about how they punk them. Rap about, like, do everything to say how we punk them. And we still are like, when are we going to fight back, bro? Like, we still got to take the high road? Fuck that. Let's go down. Let's go low with them. They want to go low. We can go low right there. Let's show them. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we don't. We just punks. Honestly.
U.S., we play too much. We take things too lightly.
Yeah. Like, and not only that, we have to fall in line.
Yes.
No, we have to fall in love. They fall in line. You'll never see a Republican rally of them saying vote.
No.
No,
they know
never.
They're going to vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to get motivated to vote. We got to love his wife to vote for
him.
We got to love their life. We got to love what they represent. We got to love how they dance. Mm-hmm. All these things to vote for them. Meanwhile, the Republicans, he could be halfway dead with no eyes, blind, can't see, can't walk. Mm-hmm. But he can press a button to vote for the policies. That's who they voting for. No questions asked. Meanwhile, we're like, who's her husband? Who cares?
He don't make no decisions.
That but who cares though? Right. Like that don't matter to us. Only like they don't care. Like the Republicans don't care. They just want to do whatever's going to take the win. So I just wish that we adopted that mentality.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get some power. But I got called all types of coons, guys.
Sorry, like, be
Uncle
right.
Ruckus,
be
and right. I actually said I'm voting for Kamala, and they still call me that name, which kind of made me want to vote
is
for
Uncle
Trump.
Rucker?
Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus. It's a character. It's a character from the Boondocks.
Okay.
But he was like, I guess he was like a black old black man that like loved white folks,
like Sam Jackson and Django.
Yeah,
like,
he was
like
the house. He was the house.
The house nigga.
The house nigga. Like, you know, like he the nigga that got mad when they gave niggas money. Don't give them no money. They don't deserve it. They gonna take it to Phipps and blow it.
But see,
he's not wrong.
People are talking about
Chad. He was not wrong.
People talk about Trump like this now, but if Trump does get in office and then he starts giving them all the benefits and all the money, they're gonna be, oh, we love Trump. Yeah. Now we with Trump.
Yeah. But he knows that. And
he knows that.
By the way, he understands what he's here for.
It's business.
It's business. He understands what he's here for. And I'm just saying, like, I just hate that we can't talk about it, because there's a good chance he can win. And if he does, he's going to be our president.
He is
going to win. The same way it's a good chance Kamala can win.
He's going to win.
Just the same way Kamala is going to, we want Kamala to win. And if she wins, she's our president too.
I don't think they're letting a woman
in
the White House.
Listen, they're not going to do it. I would love to see it.
You don't think Kamala going to win?
No.
I don't think they're letting a woman in the White House, honestly.
So, okay.
They think
because
they let a black person in the White House, we're going to let everything go down.
Now, women though,
now this is,
you know how long we couldn't do nothing, even vote?
It's a fact.
Now, this is where I get a little critical on you guys. I think y'all are tripping. Hear me out. I think that we have to at least acknowledge that we believe.
Oh no!
If we want it to happen, because there's a chance it can happen.
Yes, it is.
I think, you know, like, I think Kamala can win. I just think that she just has to stop, you know, placating to the audience and, you know, pandering to the audience and trying to put Megan Thee Stallion on stage, because
she forced it.
Like, she would have been better served putting Public Enemy on there and having Flavor Flav doing the dance and saying fight the power.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
She would have, and that would have made more sense, because that's what we're doing right now.
Nobody's saying she's
popular.
Not taking it serious.
Megan,
you know what I'm saying?
I think she's taking it serious. I just think they're going for the lowest pandering thing they can do.
See, all this is about social media and all of that. This is rigged. Like, this ain't even, I've seen the election. I'm looking like, yo, these people are really, the debate, I'm like, yo, y'all
know, you know it's bullshit. Can I tell you, I know elections are bullshit. Had anybody in here raise your hand if you ever been called and polled?
Meaning call on the phone saying, did you vote?
When they say they poll.
Right.
They ain't never
called. They don't call.
They called you?
No.
And that's who you voting for?
No.
They
called me. Asked me.
He said the 80s.
Man, put your
I figured
hand.
That. I said I had to be. I had to be like back in the day.
70. You're showing your age now.
Who? That's what I'm saying. But who? Who are they polling?
That's a good question.
Not me.
Not me either.
I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody who's been polled, and yet Trump is up in the polls, 15 points. Like, who the fuck did y'all poll? Did y'all forget?
They have their own independent polls. Yeah, I know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's the electoral vote that we still technically,
who
they try to explain to us for years
hard.
In school that we still don't understand, but that's what that is.
There are groups that are independent that do their own polls that are recognized.
Aaron, you're proving my point. If that actually exists, then that means we should know one person that's been polled. We don't know one.
Mm-mm.
To me, that's all storytelling. It's all the story that makes it make sense. I don't get it. I think the media has a big influence on how this shit is perceived.
This thing is way bigger than us. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know why we. I'd be paying it no mind.
Why we vote?
I know me too.
And I'm not saying it to say like I don't care or whatever. But it's like I can care all day. If we ain't gonna get together and do something. Then what?
What's
it's not
point?
Gonna happen. We ain't never gonna get together and do something.
Do you
until
vote?
It get bad, until some aliens come.
And then we're gonna be
saying?
Together.
Like, then we'll get together and try and run together and die together. But come on, like, ain't got time.
Do you vote?
Huh?
Do you vote?
Don't answer that.
Don't answer that.
I haven't voted in.
Oh wow.
I haven't voted.
Since Bad Boys
2. I haven't voted since Bad Boys 4. I vote.
Speaking of voting, Trump showed up with Aiden Ross, right? We spoke about that. And Kasanat said that they called him also. How do you guys feel about them using these streamers for clout, essentially?
I don't like it.
It's the new they know what's going on. That's the only way it's gonna get out there.
It's clout, but that's their ticket to the young people.
That's a fact.
That's the ticket to the new
that's
generation.
That's their ticket
sure.
to the young people, to the new voters, to get new voters, them 15, right. 16, 17 that's getting ready to turn 18, getting ready to be able to vote soon. Yeah. That's their target. That's what they're going
I'm
after.
Waiting for them to call me, telling them, like, yo, listen, I want you to ask them to vote. She's using Bad Boys, so ask them to vote. I'm not doing none of that.
Nah. They always say keep two things private: religion and politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep politics separate because it bleeds into everything.
Well, yeah. Here's why I say I think Trump made it hard, because Trump, the way he ran his election, he made it. Trump is probably like okay, for example, George Bush. George, not
Daddy,
not Daddy, not H.W. George W.
W. Okay.
My point is that we didn't hate George Bush.
Right.
No.
We didn't like him, but we didn't hate him. People hate Trump.
Yes.
He plays a bad guy on TV, and people love that character that he plays. It's like he's like a character from one of our favorite gangster flicks, and you know, conflicted, but
like
he
the Joker.
Yeah, like
think. He's just a Gemini.
He is from New York.
He's a Gemini from New York.
From Queens.
New York. Yeah, he's from Queens.
He was eating Chick-fil-A right there on the West End.
So are y'all good with seeing Aiden Kasanat talking to
Kamala? I wouldn't be mad at it. Cause I get it. I wouldn't be mad at
that. I just don't know what they're gonna talk. What is she gonna be doing? What are, like the questions? I don't think that's a good look for her.
He said they've been calling him and stuff like that, but he was like, "Bro, I don't know nothing about politics."
He don't need to know. She just want the audience. He don't need to know nothing.
That's my point.
Yeah.
The way politics work, once again, they're pandering. Dog, why you just can't say, like, we know what's going on. We already know who to pick from. We know you versus this person. Why you can't just stay on topic with that or be authentically you? If she showed up to Kasanat when she was vice president, different.
Yes.
Yes.
But don't come see me now that you need me to vote. By the way, don't call me, Ray Daniels just saying.
When she was vice
don't
president.
Call me, all I got to say is don't call me to donate money to nobody.
Right.
Oh, they were sending me text messages.
Right. Stay getting them. I already started.
I'm not doing it because what I learned is politicians will.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I beg you to donate money, and as soon as they get in the house, they got their people that they fucking with, and they go, why am I donating money for? What do I get out of it? We need to put the black boat up for sale.
Real talk.
I'm dead serious. And go sit down with both of them and say, what are you going to do for the black dollar, the black vote? And then whoever says that, we're going to come back and say, we're going to vote for Trump because he's going to do this. Or we're going to vote for Kamala because she's going to do this. And we need to hold them accountable. That's what we need to be doing.
But do you know Trump even donated to Kamala's fund when she first?
Of course he did.
He donated. He gave donated $5,000.
In the 90s.
No, that was when she was the
That was I thought that was the 90s. That, no, that was the last, I was like 96.
Was it?
No, I was like 95, 96. No, I was in the 90s. Point is that he's a billionaire in the 90s and he only gave her 5,000.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I was waiting for you to say that.
That's like giving somebody $2
straight up. But he still donated though. And the reason why
$5,000 is not a donation at his level.
That's okay, true. But see, that's messed up too.
That's true.
Because I'm that big, that means I gotta go crazy.
No. But you gotta understand what he's doing. Yes. Look at it from his standpoint. Exactly. He's playing politics.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has to spread his dollar around because just in case you win, I might need something from you. So that's what he's doing.
But he gave it a bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but.
He gave a
bad minimum.
So I'm gonna need my $2 back.
Yes. And he gives him like you remember
the $2?
Yes. He gave her that.
But
what about how he says she's not? So I got killed on the Joe Budden show for that too, where he was like, she's not even, like, I didn't know she was black. So people hate him for that. But I get that. Like, I get that. Like, it's certain people, you know them through one way and you don't know them through another way. She's too racist. So maybe they called him and was like, she's an Indian American. Yeah. Okay. Like, voting for Indian American might be a little bit more attractive to a Republican than voting for a black American.
Yeah, and
you know
they were
saying
her husband's white too. So.
Yeah.
Husband's like, white.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many high school, college pictures of Kamala over the last 2 weeks. Yearbook, everything. I mean, pictures,
oh my God, they
everything. They're going crazy with it.
HBCU.
I'm like, she almost like she was a joint 20 years ago. Like for real,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, she was.
Like, okay. She was, like, she was outside, too, in the base.
Right.
Like, she was outside.
Right.
Real talk.
No, what about Trump using that footage of her dancing? Y'all ain't see that
crazy
footage of her dancing for the commercial? Yeah. He like, is she dancing while y'all working? It's like, what? By the way, we don't.
See what I'm saying?
I don't want to piss somebody off again, but I'm going to be honest with you. You got to be honest and admit, Trump has made politics very fun.
Yes, he has.
Fun
he has.
It's just definitely not a fun place. This ain't supposed to be fun.
It's not.
But that see,
Dennis is not.
Yo, I told you I watched it and I'm like, yo, this is the TV. This ain't even, these are the people that we got control in our world. Like,
he's right. it's like WWE. He gets it. He's like, while y'all out there talking, he's drinking beer. He understands America is all about entertainment.
He put a seesaw.
In America, nobody, hear me out. In America, there's nobody more powerful in America than entertainers.
Facts.
Whether you're an athlete, LeBron, Michael Jordan, an actor, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, like nothing is more powerful than being an entertainer. And Trump has shown you that. I'm going, and he's reality TV showing his ass right back to the White House.
Yeah,
you know, he used to have that show, The Apprentice. He used to have that show.
Yeah, where he said you're fired.
Yeah,
he's a reality star.
Blank
public
check.
Eye for 4 years.
He been on movies.
By the way, he also, this proves our point. How we all wanted the other candidate to win. We just don't have nothing to speak about her. She doesn't make us feel anything. Think about it.
Yeah, because
we felt something, we'll be talking about her. Yeah. And what about Kamala? Like, let me ask you a question. What's Kamala's husband's name?
Who knows?
We know.
I couldn't tell.
Chastity knows. Chastity said Doug.
Doug.
My point is that most people don't know the name of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we don't her husband.
But it's because Trump is making so much noise, good and bad, and it don't even matter.
He's been the public
idol.
It don't matter.
He said on TV, he said on Aiden Ross's thing, he said, and they're treating Young Thug bad.
He sure did.
So here's what y'all understand. Here's what y'all understand he's doing. On one hand, when he's talking to another audience, this is why we have to be friends with Trump.
We have to.
You have to. Because on one hand, hear me out. On one hand, he's talking to one audience and he's saying, I'm going to let the police do their job. And I'm going to let them lock the people up and give them immunity. And everybody's like, holy shit. Oh my God. That audience cares about that. Then he gets around us and he says, they're treating Young Thug bad. Free him. He fucks with whoever is going to fuck with
him.
That's it. And that's why I say, don't be his adversary, because if he win, he ain't going to fuck with you. Kodak Black, he got him out of jail.
Got him out of jail.
You know what I'm saying? Like, politics. Biden then would have been trying to figure out, what did Kodak do? How does it? Trump is like, he fuck with me, get him out.
Get him out.
Yeah.
If you fuck with me, get him out of jail. If you don't fuck with me, I don't want to be there. So I just, you know, I think we're in for a very fun next, August, September, October, next 4 months.
The rest of our lives.
Next 3 months.
Now, up until election day, it's about to get interesting. Like, it's real.
But it's really not a game, though. Like, we sit and laugh and joke about certain stuff about it. This is our world. This is our.
Yeah.
So, can we talk about something? So, Drake is going crazy right now because I guess he released 100 unreleased songs.
Yeah.
And he also released footage. I guess video footage
on Finsta.
Concert, and he also has a Finsta. Now, my only problem with this is, how do we know that's his Finsta? See, that's how I think. So that means either someone guessed it, which I doubt, because who the fuck guessed?
Right.
This is Drake. Or Drake's team leaked that's the Finsta.
Which is more than likely what happened.
What happened, which is, to me, a sneak way of getting your word out. So now instead of talking about what you're saying, they talking about the Finsta that no one knows about it. Look what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Just getting everybody off of the Not Like Us moment not that like Kendrick us. Is having. How y'all feel about that? What do y'all think about that?
I think that Drake should stand on business. Like, Drake, if that's you, come out and say it's you. Stand on business.
But then that means it's no longer a Finsta. Because a Finsta is supposed to be a secret.
A secret Instagram.
It's supposed to be a secret.
It's a fake Instagram. That's what Finsta stands for, fake Instagram.
Mm. Yeah, but
this tells me that Drake is still, he's still involved in the situation. He's just in stealth mode, but he's going about it in a different way now.
He's trying to give us stuff to talk about outside of the direct. So instead of him coming back on the court, he's sitting in the audience saying, they're like, is that him?
While we're talking all that, he's cooking and getting all his stuff together while we're all distracted.
Let me ask you a question.
Getting together.
I don't think that's going to work, because I think that hip hop and especially urban culture is going to want him to say something.
I agree.
You can't just come back like you didn't get spanked.
Stand on business.
How do you feel like?
He has to come back, but I think he's using this.
And another thing he doesn't do is another thing Drake doesn't do that if he really wants to win, he should do. He doesn't talk to black media.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't do interviews. So now he should be. But knowing them, they're gonna go talk to Aiden Ross, somebody who's on his dick. You know, like, oh my God, it's you.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that if you want, it's like, it goes back to Trump. It goes back to everything. If you want the people to respect you and love you the same again, then you have to come back and earn it. Mm-hmm. And that means coming back to the tape and just facing the music, just talking about it. Like, if Drake just did an interview and was like, I ain't gonna lie, he got me. But, you know, it's cool. Everybody takes an L. It would be different. But, you know, the whole Finsta high, that shit ain't fooling me.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't fooling me.
Maybe
he has like a way of doing things. Like, he's different. Like, he's from another country. Maybe he has like a different way of doing things. Next thing you know, he gonna pop out with something. Because there was some information in there. Like, he leaked some information about like the girl he made the song Kiki about.
Yeah.
You know, only stuff, there's certain stuff in there that only like Drake would know, you know? So it's kind of like, damn, like, has to be somebody really close to him or him.
Yeah, but you know, it's like somebody could come in the room somebody could come in a room and, you know, they could be smart, they could have the right clothes on, they could be saying the right thing, but they got a dick poking out of their head. I mean, eventually they're gonna be like, what the fuck is that on your head?
Nothing else matters. That's all we're concerned
and
about.
I'm just saying, like, right. You know, like, you could come in there with all of the talk, but some right. part of us are gonna be like, right. hold on, homie.
Real recognize real.
Where the fuck, real. Where are you at on this right now? Mm-hmm. Then what is he going to say? So to me, that's how I look at it. Like, I just think that we're in a very interesting place. And I think that, you know, we see the attempt. I just don't know if it's going to work. I just feel like he's going to, I feel like the only way to work is to talk directly to the people. Come to black media. It don't have to, it could be us. It don't have to be us. It could be anybody. And just really have a real nigga conversation. Yeah. Because that will make us fuck with you again. But you already was kind of like up there, away from everybody.
Make some more, make some heat.
Yeah.
I don't think he can make a hit that's going to make people not. I don't think he can make a hit right now.
He made a song with Savage Savage 21 and.
He got something with Mulatto.
Let me tell you something.
Talking about Kendrick.
When Biggie was going through his drama with Pac, if you pay attention to history, Biggie did not want to address it. He never wanted to address it. So on his album, he says, so-called beef with you know who, he still addressed it. He still let us know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is you just acting like it didn't happen to me is the problem.
Yeah.
Talk to us. Tell your fans what happened. You talked about the Pusha T shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
talk about the Meek shit.
Yeah.
But you don't want to talk about this shit. That to me, and I'm a fan of this guy. For me as a man, I want to be friends. I mean, if I'm gonna be a fan of you, I want you to be a man.
Yeah.
And the minute you do if you don't do what a man does, I don't have respect for you.
Yeah.
Because a man, like, that's what my only thing with Trump. I don't mind Trump. Nigga, admit you lost and come back fight. Like that, we like a comeback story. He acted like it wasn't a comeback story. He's making it like it's a robbery. They robbed me and I'm coming to get it back. No, you lost, bro. It's okay, my nigga. Everybody take a L. They come back and they win and they won. And
you gotta stand on business.
I know one thing. Fonny better be somewhere hiding.
For real, for real.
Oh, nigga, imagine the president want your ass. The president? Nigga, he gonna come down here and campaign. He might be the first president to ever campaign for a district attorney of a county. Mm. That nigga might come down here and campaign for the white girl running against her, nigga.
Yeah.
Mm. What? You think I'm playing, nigga?
No, he don't like Fannie Lewis. He doesn't like her.
He wants her out of here.
She better figure out. That's why I think that's how Thug gonna get out.
Yeah.
I think Trump gonna be the one to take her out. And then they're going to release the Get Thug. I'm telling you, pay attention, bro.
I can see it.
That trial, that Thug trial has been so many, there's been so many glitches in the change of jugs. And
Little Woody started the show.
Yeah. Random. Stupid. Random.
Little Woody started the show.
Did y'all see the footage of that kid Woody?
He's hilarious.
No, on the 20.
Yes.
Did y'all see, Chas, you didn't see it?
Yo,
nigga,
it's horrible.
Nigga, he's on 20 versus 1 with the balloons, and I guess somehow, some way, he was talking to the girl and she said something to him, and then he says something and she said, "Put your hand down like this." He said, "Bitch, you touch me one time, I'll beat your mother." He walked up, that bitch, she backed up like, "Yo, you didn't see that, dog." Yes. Dog,
wigged out,
dog. Yo, like. Bitch, I'll beat your motherfucking ass. You touch me like, touch my hand like that again. Bitch, don't you touch me.
Yeah.
She was scared to death. I gotta find her.
What I don't like about the whole Woody situation is he's a snitch. Y'all treated Gunna so bad for being a snitch. But now you guys, everybody's like, they praising a snitch.
Well, I don't know about praising him.
He's kind of entertaining. I'll say that.
You know, but they got him on 20 versus 1. They're like giving him the attention. Like, you guys just damn near try to finish Gunna and call him a snitch. But now y'all out here laughing and entertaining to a real snitch. Everybody knows it's a snitch. Everybody's seen him on tape snitching.
Well, I don't think he snitched. I think he kind
of. No, he snitched. Did you see the interview with the police? He definitely told on everyone.
No.
The original person who called
him? Yeah, they came out and apologized for calling Gunna a snitch because of the whole Woody situation. He's the real snitch. He's the one. It's even stated that he's the one who started the whole YSL investigation.
Yeah, but when they was questioning him.
He said, and I quote, it depends on how I feel when I wake up.
Look, Chas. Here you go right here. I found it.
I mean, what's your sign or whatever?
Little Woody, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just saying. That nigga crazy. Yeah, he a real Atlanta nigga.
But the original tape with the detectives, he told
me. But when he went on stand, he switched up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't.
That's
he
what counts. That's what counts.
Counts on stand.
But he's the one who got the investigation open in the beginning. It was even stated. He's the one who. Yeah, Fannie Willis stated it's on internet that he was the one who made her open the investigation on YSL.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
So that's why I have a problem, because, you know, I'm Team Gunna, and I don't like how they treated him.
Gunna's living it up in Paris right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Partying with LeBron and Anthony Edwards. Like, he's chilling.
Oh, yeah, Anthony Edwards. I seen that clip. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting time, brother. Like, nothing is real life anymore. Everything is entertainment.
We live in a twilight zone.
Murder trials is entertainment. Presidential elections is entertainment. Everything is now entertainment. Beef is entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's all entertainment now. Like, we don't even live in the real world no more. So you got to just get used to that.
Just think about this. They're paying, NBC's paying Snoop Dogg $500,000 a day.
What?
To basically smoke and have fun at the Olympics. That's all he's doing. Oh, he's getting $500,000 a day.
Oh, wow.
A day.
Yeah.
To do what he's doing. Him and his best friend, Martha Stewart. $500,000.
Shout out to, let's clap for Snoop making some money.
I want
that kind of money.
I love some
Dennis, if they offer that type of money to me, I'm coming.
What?
Nigga, y'all will see a happy nigga. Y'all will see Ray. I'll be dancing.
Walking on my hands, doing cartwheels.
I'm trying to tell you. So, speaking of entertainment, a lot of evictions are happening today.
Yo.
We just turned on the news, and Red Martini is being evicted. And you got black people out there stealing bottles of liquor.
Nasty
More
work.
Than that.
What the fuck has to be up with you to go steal bottles of liquor? Like, number one, the club charges one rate, but we all know that it's like 5X. We all know it's probably, maybe not even 5X. Like, a $50 bottle in the club is fucking $800, right? Yeah. So we all know that. So it's not like you're stealing $800 bottles of liquor.
You're stealing $50
bottles of liquor that they just mark up for that. But there are a lot of people, there's people being evicted. People are all on TV taking it. Like, they're getting their bottles. How y'all feel about that?
Well, honestly, once you get evicted and put out, that's everybody's. You ain't pay your rent. So that's
you would
free,
take it.
It's free kill. Oh, yeah. If I'm out there in Ecuador, I'm taking it. That's free kill. Like, what am I going to. I'm telling you, like, that's free. Shit, you ain't pay your rent. You got put out. Now it's up for grabs. Shit. Hell yeah. Let me get a bottle. They said that was. Hold on. But that wasn't stealing any kind of bottles. They had Ace of Spades. Okay, that Ace of Spades.
Make it better.
So I'm leaving here with something.
There wasn't stealing any type of bottle. They had Ace of Spades, and they said they had all the equipment. I seen 1,000 hookahs out there. But not just that eviction happened today.
Hookah?
Yeah, the hookah.
The furniture is out there.
The furniture, the speakers. Yeah, everything.
DJ equipment.
You can open up a nightclub.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's why they out there with the truck, backing them in, putting it in.
That's
nasty work. Nasty work. Everything about it is disgusting. I don't know, everything.
It's like, I want to say something so bad, but then I'm like.
Say it.
No, I'm like, it's nasty. It's like, nasty. Dog, I grew up, man, you know. When your shit is on the side of the road, man, like, I never touched nobody's shit.
Ever.
Because I always felt bad. Mm. Like, imagine your shit being the shit on the side of the road and people are running through your. This is your life. This is your life. This is your draws. Your
bottles?
No, like, sorry, running through your shit.
Yo, it's crazy. They evict you, man. They put your mattress, couch, everything in the parking spot. And it's just dead. Yo, just think about that for a second.
Breathe.
Mattress, couch, all your belongings in a parking spot. That's what you're worth, a parking spot.
Yeah, like.
At least they put it in there.
But my thing is, like, nigga, give me a chance to have a U-Haul truck. Like.
They gave him a chance.
Your chance was that eviction.
They gave him a court letter.
Uh huh.
So they knew for 90 days.
Yeah, they
probably was standing tall. They probably didn't know it was coming this morning.
Said, nah, they ain't gonna kick me out.
I guarantee you they didn't know, because if they knew, they would have protected
people
them.
In Atlanta.
I agree.
Some
that.
In Atlanta,
they probably knew it was coming, but they didn't know. They thought they would probably get the courtesy of.
No.
Well, check it out. After the 90 days, it could be any day.
Yeah.
But
so
it has to go 90 days and then it's any
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
So you thought after the 90 days was over, you thought it was sweet?
No. So after, let me tell y'all something about that.
It's on their hottest night. It's tonight.
Yes.
Their hottest night is tonight.
There's people in their houses right now since COVID who haven't paid rent since COVID.
Huh?
Because Fulton County so backed up. There's people who haven't paid their rent since COVID still in their house right now because Fulton County is so backed up.
Fulton County, I'm going to call Marvin. I ain't going to disrespect because I got friends in Fulton County. They owe me money for like 6 fucking years, man. I evicted somebody from one of my places. And you know they ain't never gave me the money?
And they never evicted you. Did they get evicted? Did they put them out?
Yes. Okay. And they paid the fine. And they got called for 9 months to get the money. And they like, no, it's not cleared yet by the judge. It's not approved by the judge. I forgot about it. And then the city sent me a letter like last week. Somebody sent me a letter saying, can they buy my judgment? Can they offer me $1,000 for the $1,800? I'm like, nigga, I want the eight.
I want all of it.
Can you show me how to get it?
$1,799, give me $18. I want it all.
Can you show me how to get it?
Can you show me how to get it?
Can you show me? Please show me.
I need all my
how to get it. But no, so I wanted to ask a question. What else we got?
Okay.
So. Where am I? They shut down the other. They've been evicting a lot of people.
Yeah, they shut down the hair store on Tarrant Boulevard. The owner died, and they put him out. And the parking lot was literally filled with a whole bunch of females with bonnets on. Their bonnets and their wave caps, going out there to get some hair. So they said if the man doesn't come by 3:30, the next of kin, they could have it.
I got to ask a question. I'm just curious. We hear right now that they're rioting right now at Phipps, Dior, y'all know Balenciaga, everything over there.
We saw that though during the pandemic. They cleaned out Christian Dior. And they literally took everything off the mannequin. They cleaned it out.
Hypothetically speaking, Chastity, they're rioting right now. We are literally 5 minutes from there.
Yes, we are.
Who is going to get some shit?
Who's with me?
Me. Let's go.
I can't. I'm not doing it.
Yo, that's half the room. That's half the room.
I know the streets. It's going to be some full sales this week in the streets. Hit me up because I'm buying.
Now, I ain't going to lie to you. Now, I will buy shit from a nigga that took
it. No question. Here's the crazy thing.
I'm going to pay for my shit, though.
Yes.
Hit me up, though.
I'm not going to go steal it.
I ain't going to pay full price, but I'm paying for my shit.
If you telling me you got 75% off, I'm going to buy that shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to go up there and spin the block real quick.
We fell off a truck.
We acquired.
It fell off a truck.
I'm trying to spin the block.
Yo, they said it just fell off the truck, man. What do you want? Just get it. I'll get something that fell off a truck.
No question.
But you will not catch me. Disguise or no skies, walking out of a store with a bag in my just for the fucking shot of it. Just for one motherfucker that's like, that's him, because I could tell by his sneakers.
The only way.
I can't deny it. Just for that reason.
The only way that can happen is if I'm in like the jewelry store and everybody just doing it already, and I'm like, oh shit. It don't make no sense to pay for this.
That's different. It don't make no sense to pay for this.
Everybody, I still wouldn't take it. All right, so what happens, right? You in the store.
Hold on, you in the jewelry store. Everybody's looting. Hold on, you trying to get out the store, but a Rolex accidentally hits your foot when somebody drops it. You gonna leave it there? You gonna kick it, or you just gonna leave it?
Watch on the floor of my foot.
Solid gold, 30 down.
Outside of the space. I am going to pick it up. Stop. Nope. And I'm going to ask, did someone lose a Rolex? Now, hear me out.
What?
You're going to have to describe it.
Yes.
To me.
I gotta tell you, Raymond.
For me to give it back.
To a T.
There's a scratch on the left. I want to know.
Time on it. You might have to tell me the actual time that was on it.
Right.
Just in case.
Yes.
Now that's different.
I just need a clarification.
Now, but I could not in good. I could not just watch.
Now I feel you on that.
Because I am an entrepreneur. I am an owner. And I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me.
So,
but you have insurance.
So you in the store, Cuban in hand, like this. Like you
bust around.
You're about to pull out the money to buy it, right?
Can I tell you why?
Everybody run in.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why I wouldn't do it? Because it's still a camera watching.
Yep.
Everybody,
and they gonna know
everything.
I took it. Yeah, and I don't want to take it.
But everybody else is in there taking shit.
I'm not everybody else.
So you want let me get it from them then. Let them get caught on camera. Let me get it from them.
Put it there. So you just walk out the store.
I'm gonna take the Cuban off and give it to the owner and be like, if the least I could save you is this one chain to get you back on your feet.
You're a good nigga.
I just won't steal.
No, I was gonna say the same thing the same way.
I just won't steal.
You came out first.
No, like listen, I'm just saying, I just wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want anybody to do it to me.
That's a fact.
And usually, now, I will say this now. Let me give you some more terms. Now, if we're rioting at the store because you killed a young kid,
oh, no, we cleaning you out.
I'm cleaning you the fuck out. But I'm going to clean you out and give it all to the family.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to just rob your store because a police officer killed a guy 3 miles from here.
Nah.
And I'm looking for, like, that to me is what I wouldn't do. If it was, if you did the dirt, though, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so if you found some money, like a lump sum. If you found some money.
You said found.
Yeah. Listen. So if you
would, say steal.
Listen. So if you found some money, would you return it? Like the white people who found the money fishing and they went, it was like over 200.
I would search.
It was like almost $1 million and they brought it to the people.
I will search for the people. I will search for people searching for it. Nope. I will search for people searching for it. Okay, I'll give you an example. We found some dogs one day, some cute dogs. Found them. I went looking for owner, couldn't find it. I took them home.
Yeah.
Had them for like 2 weeks. Then I saw the owner put signs up saying, if you've seen these dogs, cash reward. I gave them the dogs back.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the cash?
I don't even think we cared about the cash. Oh. Like, because I was, they were my neighbors in my condo.
So you kind of knew who they were. So
I didn't know them, but I just felt like that's not something that you do to your neighbor.
Feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
No, it wasn't a condo. It was my apartment when I lived in Atlantic Station.
Oh, okay.
I just saw them outside just walking. What you about to say, Jordy?
What about that day on 285 when the armored truck?
Now, I'm taking that.
No question. No question.
Armor truck loses money.
Yeah,
I'm taking
I'm
that.
Mad.
Yes.
Because that's on the floor.
I was mad I missed it.
I found that.
All of it.
Now, I will say this. I'm going to be honest. I might send somebody. I might say, yo, Donnie. Go get it. I don't.
You're not.
I cannot imagine footage coming out of me on the floor. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine how it would feel.
It's
coming. No, it's not for me.
Armored truck?
It's going to be like.
You know what? They might have to get me on camera.
You're going to be in the store. Niggas just start coming. You're going to have this shirt on.
I'll buy it.
You're going to have the chain on. You're going to be like, yo, you know what? Yeah, I would, but everybody else is going to be like that.
But can I tell you something? No, I'll tell you something. No, I tell my kid this all the time.
Nah, yeah.
You win everybody else.
That's
you
fact.
Can't, me personally, you can't ask for something and then get mad. When it happens, you can't ask for something not to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it happens to someone else, you participate in the demise of that.
That's real.
That's how I look at it. So it's like, by the way, I don't care if God is watching, that's enough for me. I'm not stealing from nobody because I don't want anybody thinking I'm a thief. Mm-hmm. Like, or saying, Ray, like that's because I'm not. Yeah. I just wouldn't do, now 20 years ago.
No question.
Oh, nigga, I was motherfucking doing whatever it took.
He's getting to
it. This is what growth looks like.
Yes. Beautiful thing, because baby, I'm getting what I can.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I said, that's the only way is if I got the Cuban on, I'm about to pay for it. And I'm like, mind you, I'm running because
I'm scared. I'm scared.
I took a train by mistake. Oh,
I'm scared.
Yeah,
you just like a character. He was acting.
Oh,
I was trying to win an Oscar.
I was scared.
Yeah,
I
ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't.
This your chain? I'm sorry.
I just think that you give the world what you want in return.
No, that's a fact.
That's real.
And, you know, I do my best.
You just taught me something.
Because you know you can't ask for something, a blessing, and then be somebody else's. Like, what's the opposite of a blessing? Headache or problem.
Sin.
You can't be that. So I would say that. What else you got?
So, okay.
Go ahead.
So, you know, these kids started school in Atlanta. So I was on social media and, you know, I have nieces and nephews. And these kids, they just ask for like the most craziest things for school. Like they want Balenciagas. They want to be essentials. They want all these expensive clothes. And I was just thinking when I was in school, my mama would never spend this much money on my school clothes or buy me this. Do you think that these kids and the way society is that they going overboard with, you know, with just asking the fashion and stuff, like asking us for stuff?
That, no.
Name brands and stuff?
No.
You don't think
we
so?
Got it on.
Because we got it on.
Because we wearing it. So why they can't wear it? We got it on all day. We got Gucci, we got this, we got that.
I thought it was crazy for my 13-year-old nephew to ask me for a pair of Balenciagas.
Oh, no, these kids want expensive shit now.
Yes, they do.
It's just
yes,
changed, though. Like, it ain't no more $200 pants. And I'm not, this shit is.
Because my mom would never buy me nothing. Like, we literally had a budget. Like, this is what you going to get. This is what you going to wear. And this better last you till Christmas. Look, so with these kids asking for, I see these kids, they be fresher than me.
Yeah, but can I tell you something, though? Like, just think about the immense pressure that these kids have on them.
Yep.
Think about going to, like, okay, so look at it like this standpoint. Remember in high school, mm-hmm. you knew who was most popular? It was just kind of like word of mouth. Like
yep.
Now with Instagram, TikTok, you could be like, he only has 10,000 followers. Like he has 100,000. Mm. You can tell who's this. Like these kids are measuring themselves to that. I mean, I don't participate in it. Why? I'm lying.
I seen LR first day of school.
I didn't participate. Jen did. I didn't.
He did it. I can vouch for that. He did it.
I wouldn't, because when he came in and told me how much he paid for some of this shit, I was looking at him like.
I saw it when that receipt came out and it kept unfolding and it kept unfolding.
She would have sent you straight to hell.
Yeah, so I mean, these kids just have.
You did that.
Well, I did what? What I do?
Bought them?
No. But I will say this, if I told him no, the answer is no. Oh, he ain't going to like be mad or nothing like that, you know. But like, I'm like you. I'm like, I know what it's like to care about clothes. I know how important it was to me as a kid.
Yes.
So I'm not going to hate on the kid for being it. But they want too much too soon, too fast, because they have too much access. Like, they have too much access. So all the access they have, like, dog, like, I remember being a kid going to see my first Rolex watch. You had to go to Lenox Mall. I had to ride the train to Lenox train station, go to Mayor's.
Yeah.
Because you was a kid, you knew that's how you saw Rolex. Now these kids see Rolex watches every day on Instagram.
Literally.
So now they're going for it. So we can't get mad at them. I just hate that we're allowing people to be rewarded without teaching them the work that comes with it.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I did show my son. I did spend money on him, but y'all was there. He woke up every morning with us and worked every night.
Works.
So I wanted him to understand this is what daddy has to do to make sure that you're okay. So, you know, you're a man, so get ready
that's
for
real.
It, because your turn is coming.
Right.
And when it does, I don't want to hear shit.
You can buy them expensive stuff, just teach them the worth ethic.
Yeah, but another thing, we shouldn't be buying our kids shit. See, I feel like Dennis right now. I don't feel like getting attacked.
Get
I mean, we just got, you should not be spending that much money on your kids if you don't own your house.
That's true.
Own your everything. Like I told you guys, I'm gonna give an example. Like it was this business that I was, you know how niggas be like, support my business. Mm-hmm. It was a monthly fee. Mm-hmm. I never went because I had an office. It was a remote work office. It was a gathering spot. I don't mind saying it. And I was like, I was a member of the gathering spot for like 6-7 months. And you know, I was given whatever money I was giving them, and I never went. And then you know, everybody was like, man, but it's support. I was like, man, fuck that. Fuck that, because fuck that. I literally put money into an account, that money into an account. That was about 5-6 years ago to get in my kids. Probably like $85,000-$90,000 in there.
Yeah.
Now imagine if I was just supporting somebody.
Yeah.
Fuck that. And don't get me wrong, Ryan and TK, my guys, but Ryan's father is successful and was able to support him. And I'm like, I wanted to be that for my kid.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I was trying to be cheap. I was just like, I'd rather give the money to my own family. I gave it to my family, and I'm checking it now. Like I literally did it, and look, it's $75,000 in there. Mm. Imagine if I didn't think like I was just giving them the money. I'm feeding somebody else shit. Nah. Mm-hmm. So I don't. I say this to people: stop. If you are black, and especially if you're in the hood, stop buying your kids Jordans. Stop buying your kids expensive shit. I know they want it, but you got to stop buying it for them, because you're telling them it's okay to have nice shit without your shit being together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the message we tell to the world. And to me, we got to stop that. Because, like, if Lorraine couldn't afford it, you think she's a sweat it? You think she worked up a sweat to tell me she couldn't? Nigga, I ain't got it.
Straight up.
My mom used to give she ain't have it. She used to give me the other shit. Like I had Spalding sneakers. And
yeah.
I had the Gucci, but I had the one with the big print.
Still going. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you are a kid. Don't give yourself that much pressure.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Don't you can't give even your, say like, that to like, kids, like, right? That was, remember our thing was like, It was hard.
Yeah.
These kids, 15, more money than you.
Yeah. Calling Uber, cell phone. Uber Eats every day.
They sit you up nice, have your rent paid for about 3 years and all that.
Yeah.
They get 15 years old.
Yeah.
The pressure's real different.
The pressure's different.
It's
different.
If we don't stop and get with the young ones so they make them understand, because it's nothing to understand. I got more money than you.
Yeah.
That's how the world. If you want to speak to any kid right now, any young kid.
Just say you got money.
I got more money than you.
They're going to hear what you got to say.
Yep.
I got more money than you. You ain't trying to listen?
Yep. They're going
to
listen.
Oh, you ain't trying to get no money?
Yep. Mm. As soon as you say that, I got. That's what I'm saying.
What? How did you get that?
And that's what. And my thing is this, is that moment, look what you just did. You sparked their interest. You was talking about nice, fine shit, but instead of talking about fine shit, you talked about what you did to get it.
Right.
And to me, that's the message that we should be taking. Right. Not these parents, like, and this mother's in the hood stressing themselves out to make sure that their kid has nice shit to go to school amongst other poor kids. So all you're trying to do is look a little bit less poor than the other poor kids.
The funny shit is we done spent house money.
Yeah.
We done spent house money 8 times over.
Yeah, dog. I remember niggas used to laugh at me for free lunch. Like, haha, you were, like, I remember living in the projects, like, and it would be like, niggas, I'm like, it always bothered me that we wanted to have one up on each other. And I used to want to be like, nigga, we all are broke.
We all the same shit. We need to get
like, nigga, you live in a 2-bedroom apartment just like me.
Yeah.
How, a 2-bedroom apartment also based on income.
Yeah.
Just like me. Why do you feel the need to show me and everybody that you have more than us? That's the hood mentality that I had to shake. And once I shook it, I despise it because it's the one thing that holds us back. We should not be focusing on what a nigga has on. We should be focused on what's in a nigga mind.
Real talk.
That's true.
Because what's in your mind is going to take you further than what you have on.
We're rewarding a lot of these kids.
They don't even care about
these kids get nice stuff. They don't even do good in school.
They don't buy it. They don't buy designer. The white people, they don't buy none of that stuff. Their money goes in a fund investment, and
them kids got LLCs at 12 in their name.
They should, by the way, they should because their parents has access to more information. But I'm saying, now I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm gonna be honest. Before the pandemic, I was doing dumb shit with money. The pandemic is what really kind of reset the world, where it's like talking about money, learning about money, learning about investments, all of that shit came. I'm there now, but I could afford to not be there when I wasn't there. I'm just, because I still, my work ethic still matches how much I spend. It's not like I'm spending money that I ain't hustling for every fucking day. So that's the difference, but it's still hard.
Yeah.
So before we go, Dennis, you working on a biopic for, I'm gonna just let you say it because I want you to get into it.
I'm playing Kobe in a biopic.
Mm.
I'm trying to, I am pitching it myself and getting it all done independently.
So how does that work?
I shoot it, I study for it, for the role, whatever, shoot it out, whatever, and be
Are you putting the script together? Somebody has a script, you aim it for?
Putting it together.
Okay, so you actually trying to put it together. Yeah. So is this like based on his career? Is it based on his childhood? Like,
it's based on career, childhood, ups and downs of him, and everything. I really don't want to give the incident, but I want to because that's where the most emotion comes out.
Mm.
You feel me?
So the incident.
Yeah.
We know what incident we're talking about.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the passing to Colorado?
Colorado.
Okay, yeah, Colorado, yeah, right.
Got you. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the passiveness, that's why I was going
into that. I want to get into everything.
Yeah, so where do you get the facts for stuff like that?
Do my research.
How do you research something like that?
I go online. I actually spoke, it's funny, I actually spoke to a lady that knows, that met Kobe, that is neighbors with Kobe, and all that. She's from LA. And we talked back and forth on Instagram, but she was telling me like a lot about him and stuff like that. And I don't know too many people that know him.
Yeah.
But I can only go for what I know and what that lady told me and whoever else I can get, but I'm just working on the
framework of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get it together, make sure it's, because that's a touchy one.
I can't say, you know, that's a touchy one. You gotta get that one correct.
And they'll let me, and I feel like the work I'm putting in now, they'll let me do it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and when I was younger, people used to be like, yo, you look like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
So.
And you tall, how tall are you, like 6'5"? 6'3".
I'm saying, I can't dunk no more, but we don't use AI for that.
Right.
We use the AI for that. But, you know, on a serious note, I'm working on learning French and everything. Just to sit down and.
That's why I was clapping. I said, good, man. Thank you for that. So I thought somebody making noise with the bottle. I'm like, I thought it was one nigga clap.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm going to.
Yeah, you're going to get it together.
Give it a go.
So what can we, so is there anything that you want us to expect you to see you in coming up? You got, obviously you're part of the franchise, but you got the Kobe thing you're working on. Is there anything else you're working on before you get out of here?
Everything.
To just look for you.
Please do.
Hustling.
Please do.
You should do some, you should definitely do some content. I think it'd be fun.
Some what?
Some content. Like I
oh, should, no.
We should definitely do that.
Have some fun.
It'll be fun. I just think it'll be fun, bro.
Have real fun.
All right, man. Well, this is the Culture Report. Shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tone Carey. Shout out to Yoko Vaca, Larey Co. Get your sense from there. And Two Loss. And shout out to you guys for watching. And shout out to Vadream for coming back. We got Dream. We haven't shouted without her, but she's back now.
I'm back.
And this is the Culture Report. We are out.
We out.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.